Blog Talk Radio.
G'day mate, this is Maddie from Australia and you're tuned in to the Queen's Lounge with the greatest host Emma E2K on lushradioonline.com.
Yeah, welcome everyone to the Queen's Lounge. You're on lushradioonline.com with your sexy host Emma E2K. And yet we're here another week in the Queen's Lounge. I want to start right away by saying tonight's show is sponsored by lushradioonline.com and E2K Enterprise LLC. I also want to give a big shout out to my BFF and partner D-Cuts. I was out in New York this past weekend. I was out there doing the open mic and the networking event we had going on Thursday. And I want to give a shout out to so many people that showed up. It was so nice. I mean, the lineup we had of artists was great. It wasn't disappointing. And out of all the sponsors that confirmed to show up, I'm only going to shout out the ones that did. How about that? So first, let me shout out the artists that were in attendance. There were several of them, but the ones that actually got on stage. So shout out to El Roy. Shout out to Maestro AI. Shout out to Nimrod. Shout out to Christina, comedian. Oh, my gosh, it was funny. Shout out to the Kill Zone. They are from Philly. Shout out to Hitman. Shout out to Kimmy, who got up there and rocked it. She was rapping. And MEC, who did some R&B and also rocked it. So shout out to all the artists that were in attendance on Thursday, you know, for our open mic and our networking event, which is called We the People. And, you know, it was hot. So I want to shout out the sponsors that were there, which is BX Logo, thebronxlogo.com, DJ Fade, lushradioonline.com was definitely on deck. Shout out to my CEO, Lushy Lush, who was out there taking some photos. Photos should be up on the Facebook by tomorrow. Fire on Fire Entertainment, that's Gangsta Radio, KwanLeeTV.com, BYCPromo.com, Extremities Hour on NightlineRadio.com, RiseUpTV.com, Panoramic Photography, who shot your graphics, Money Flip Promotions, Wise Guy Studios, DJ Dome Record, DJ Slick Vic, DJ Big Beats, and shout out to Spotlight Music Showcase. I mean, it was bananas. We had so much fun. We did so much networking. It was a total blast. So shout out to everybody that came out. I want to give a big congratulations to my friend Matthew and Maria, who got married also this past weekend. I was, you know, there in their wedding and shared in their special time. And, you know, me and my man went there, and we had an awesome, awesome time. Also, happy born day to AG Andre the Giant from Digging in the Crates. I want to give a big birthday shout-out to Sa Abatello and also to Nirene. And happy anniversary to Knowledge and his queen, Tiffany, who's celebrating out in South Beach right now. So now that I got my all my announcements out the way, with further ado, the topic for today, the topic tonight is stalking. Yep, you heard me right. The topic is stalking, and stalking is serious. You know, this is far from being a joke. There's some people that joke about it and think it's kind of funny. Some people would even say that it's flattering. Oh, I forgot one other shout-out. Shout-out to all the Corona Queens people, and that goes from Rod Hayes. Yeah, some people think that it's funny or cute or flattering to be stalked. And so maybe to some degree, you know, depending on the level of the person that's stalking, probably is, you know, or probably can be, you know, some sort of compliment or whatever. But, you know, the higher percentage, you're dealing with somebody that's unstable and, you know, there's definitely something wrong. And you have to be careful. You know, you have to be careful. I'm going to go straight into the lines because my phone line is already, you know, off the hook. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook on the Twitter. Everything is Lush Radio Online or Emma E2K or E2K Enterprise. 215, you're on with Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge. 215, you're on with Emma E2K. You're not obligated to speak. If you just want to listen to the show, it's no problem. I give you the 1, 2, 3, and you're back on hold. You're on hold. So I'll come back to you again to see if you want to speak. I'm going to go to my next caller. Again, when I get on with you, if you don't want to speak, it's fine. Nobody's obligated to speak. You can actually call into the show. I love to speak so people can listen. 516, you're on with Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge.
Yes, hello, Emma. How you doing?
Hi, Rod.
How you doing? All right.
I'm great. You already know. We ready. We ready.
We ready. We locked and loaded. That sounds good. That sounds good. Okay, stalking. While I was in college, this was an interesting topic, you know, because my first 2 years, my major was psychology before I went into business. But, and we really had a deep course on, we chose stalking, my team, we chose stalking as our team assignment. And it just so happens that tonight's topic is stalking. And there's a lot of things to this. You know, a lot of people do not realize that, as I wrote, almost all stalkers have some type of mental, emotional problem. You know, some stalkers will go across town, countries, or even different continents in order to continue their target, you know, their subject. You know, stable people simply do not continue, often in the face of years of rejection, to pursue someone. You know, stalkers, no matter what or how severe their mental disorder, can usually be sorted into one of three major groupings, as I wrote: simple obsession, love obsession, and others. You know, now all these, you know, the ones that I just wrote, that I just mentioned, actually, you know, simple obsession stalkers, these stalkers have previously been involved in intimate relationships with their victims. And often the victim has attempted to call the relationship, but the stalker simply refuses to accept it. Now, that's a key word with stalkers: acceptance. You know, these stalkers suffer from personality disorders, including being emotionally immature, extremely jealous, insecure, or they have low self-esteem, and quite often feel powerless without the relationship. So, while reconciliation is the goal, the stalker believes that they must have a specific person back, or they will not survive whatsoever. You know, now the love obsession stalkers. These individuals who become obsessed with or fixed on a person with whom they had no intimate or close relationship, the victim may be a friend, a business acquaintance, a person they met only once, or even a complete stranger. Love obsession stalkers believe that a special, often mystical relationship exists between them and their victims. Any contact with the victim becomes a positive reinforcement of this relationship, and any wavering whatsoever, even the slightest, of the victim from an absolute no is seen as an invitation to continue the pursuit. So these stalkers will often read sexual meanings into neutral responses from the victim. And they are often loners with emotional void in their lives. and contact with the object of infatuation, even negative, which helps fill the void. So failed relationships are the rule among these individuals. Number three, other stalkers. Some stalkers harass their victims, you know, not out of love, but out of hate. Occasionally, just stalking becomes a method of revenge for some misdeed against the stalker, real or imagined. Stalking can also be used as a means of protest. This is the smallest group, but this type of stalking for revenge and protest can be especially dangerous because there have been several killings by stalkers at abortion clinics and mass murders around the country by employees who have been fired and then returned to stalk and eventually kill those who have fired them, you know? So I say that to say this, you know, there are many forms of stalking, and you know, I was reading some of the comments a brother was writing on your thread, on your page, and you really have to think about, you know, stalkers, and you know, you really have to think, you know, go into the mind of a stalker. You know, it seems like you know what this happens to a lot of people. All right, this happens to a lot of celebrities. They get stalked. Why do you think celebrities have an entourage of 10 or even 15 deep? You know, I mean, because they have stalkers. These people do not live normal lives. You know, entertainers, artists, whatever the case may be. You know, they receive hate mail. They receive all types of things. You know, look at John Lennon, who was murdered by a man that was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be the price of celebrity. The stalker, you know, for instance, another one, Katharina Zeta-Jones has received threatening letters from a stalker who was infatuated with her husband. David Letterman has lived with for years what motivates these stalkers and how dangerous, you know, are they? While celebrity stalking makes the news, far more frequent, it's those living normal lives that don't. Women and men, both, who are stalked by someone they actually know, typically a former insignificant other or someone they're involved with at the present time, you know, that cannot accept, again, the word acceptance, rejection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the word no, rejection is really deep, and that's where a lot of stalkers, you know, come to be. And believe it or not, female stalkers can be just as dangerous, if not even more dangerous, than male stalkers are. You know, history tells us that male stalkers reported a history of criminal offenses. Higher rates of substance abuse were also noted. Now, that's another key, substance abuse, because most stalkers have a profile of addicts, of drug addicts, of substance abusers, you know, whatever the case may be, alcoholism, drugs, whatever the case may be. They fit that profile, okay? That's their MO. So basically, higher rates of substance abuse were also noted among male stalkers, but the psychiatric status of the groups did not otherwise differ. The duration of stalking and the frequency of associated violence were equivalent between groups. So the nature of the prior relationship with the victim differed, with female stalkers more likely to target professional contacts and less likely to harass strangers. Female stalkers, on the other hand, were also more likely than male stalkers to pursue victims of the same gender. The majority of female stalkers were motivated by the desire to establish intimacy with their victim, whereas men showed a broader range of motivations. A female stalker typically seeks to obtain a close intimacy with her victim, who usually is someone previously known and frequently is a person, you know, cast in the professional role of helper, while the context for stalking may differ by gender, the intrusiveness of the behaviors and the potential for harm does not, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it really goes, as far as, another thing is, networking. Social networking. I'm going to get into this for a minute, all right? Social networking is something that, people network out there. I have a certain amount of friends list, a certain amount of friends on my friends list. But I cannot count. This is my third Facebook account. And soon it's going to have to be deleted, being that, it's just demanded by my job. To tell you the truth, I'm going to miss it, but then again, I'm not, if you know what I mean. Some people may say, what's worse, a male or a female stalker? You have to think. You have to really basically think when asking yourself or asking someone anything like that. Mm-hmm. People will say that men can be a lot scarier, but overall, women are much more worse.
But you know what? You hear more stories of men actually killing women over stalking than you do over women that have stalked, that actually go and kill. Like you said, the women is more on an emotional, level. They just want to be part of this person's life and don't want to be, don't want to understand the word no or feel the rejection, but not necessarily to the point of killing this person. Unlike the men, because, they come stronger. They're not going to stalk you to sit down and tell you their emotions. They're going to be aggressive about it, and that aggression definitely, leads to harming someone. Or, he's trying to stop the woman, just to corner her, to speak to her, and she comes out fighting, slaps, screams, or whatever, he's going to be aggressive about the situation to hold her down.
Absolutely, I concur.
I hear more stories of men actually physically harming the woman in the stalking situation than the other way around. Now that it happens to men, yes, it does happen to men. Men on men as well. This is the real life. But not as much as men to women. I mean, look at the story with the man that was stalking his ex, and on her wedding day, he went up in the house and murdered her on her wedding day, where all these people were there. I think the man, for some reason, will go to that more extreme. And again, there's different cases, and, we can be disputing this, for 2 or 3 hours. But to me, my opinion, would be the man being more dangerous as a stalker than the woman. And, you know, everybody has their opinion. But I want to read some of the things that are, that were posted here on the Queens Lounge group page. People came on and left some things. So Lynette here says, trying to get someone's attention is cute, but if you have no interest in that person and they continue, then it becomes a problem. Stalking after a breakup can be due to that person's insecurities, or to be honest, they miss the sex. Okay. She also says you can also be stalked by an ex who is vindictive and can screw up your credit, try and make you lose your job, talk bad about you to the other people because they feel you will come running after them again. And Lynette's advice, she says, my advice, when you meet someone, keep all your business to yourself. So shout out to Lynette for expressing, you know, what she had to say about that. I also want to read here, I posted some things on stalking. It says, I posted here, nearly 75% of victims knew their stalker in some capacity, and about one-tenth of all victims were stalked by a stranger. Stalking victims most often identify the stalker as a former intimate, 22%, or a friend, roommate, or neighbor, 16%. Depending upon the severity of the stalking, victims suffered a range of emotions as they experienced stalking. The most common fears cited by victims were not knowing what would happen next, 46%, and being afraid the behavior would never stop, 29%. 9% of stalking victims reported that their worst fear was death. I mean, of course, you know, that's definitely one of the worst fears. An estimated 3.4 million people were reported victims of stalking during a 12-month period in 2005 and 2006, announced the U.S. Department of Justice Bureau of Justice Statistics. About half of these victims experienced at least one unwanted contact per week from the stalker, and 11% have been stalked for 5 or more years. You know, this is serious. Again, it's serious. I
absolutely
again,
listen. Yes, I just basically because I read a book. Okay, I had to, when I took my course, it was a back-to-back sociology psychology course on psychological disorders, and of course we chose stalking, and that's why I'm here. You know last week's topic was 9/11. That, you know, now that was something personal for me. That was personal. You know, I have two daughters. You know, I have a sister who's married. I have one sister, you know, thank God she's married. She's to a good man. Today's her anniversary. Happy anniversary, sis. I love you. Happy anniversary to my brother Dave, you know, very good man. They've been married 25 years.
Nice.
Outstanding, you know. But according to Lyndon Gross in her book, To Have or to Harm, she quoted, we all have problems with rejection, especially if we're emotionally invested in a relationship. So for the majority of us, however, rejection doesn't imply devastation, even though the pain, however excruciating, or identities stay intact, our sense of self-worth bruised, perhaps, but still operational. This isn't so. However, for intimate partner stalkers, because of their need for total control over someone, when the relationship breaks up, their world is devastated. Their personality disorders won't allow them to accept rejection. So while this kind of stalker may or may not have psychological disorders or clearly have personality disorders, now, we all have characteristic defects. Now, a personality disorder is different because a few of these personality disorders, according to the National Victims Center, include one, a socially maladjusted and inept, a two, emotionally immature, three, often subject to feeling of powerlessness, number four, unable to succeed in relationship by socially acceptable means, number five, jealousy bordering paranoia, number six, extremely insecure about themselves, and number seven, often suffering from low self-esteem. Now, according to experts, intimate partner stalkers can be the most dangerous type of stalkers because they often have a history of violence against their victim and consequently feel totally inhibited about using more or heightened violence in an effort to get back. That's what you mentioned as far as the murdering. Look what happened with the Son of Sam. The Son of Sam, back in 1977, you know, he was after, you know, brunettes. You know, that you know, he didn't even know these people, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's just one person. You know, we're not even going into Ted Bundy and all these other people. Now, mm-hmm. also, intimate stalkers know the violence has worked for them in the past. So they have no reason to believe that it won't work again. And also, intimate partner stalkers know their victims very well. Their family, their place of employment, their recreational activities, so on and so forth. So they know where to find their victim. Intimate partner stalkers, you know, because of the dominance and control once held over their victim, often have the mindset that the victim is their property. That's a very, very dangerous thing. And a lot of women who are supposedly in love or infatuated or, you know, just in lust, you know, they allow these men into their lives in a short period of time, okay, without getting to know them. And, you know, these people can really become, they can be some really dangerous, dangerous people. You
yeah.
know, so I say that to say this, you know, they think the victim is their property. So to do as they wish and to reclaim in any way they see fit. So, and believing that their lives won't be worth living if they can't recapture the victim as their property, they often feel as they have nothing to lose by using extreme measures. Consequently, these stalkers feel totally justified in doing just about anything in effort to regain control over the victim. So since the stalker believes the victim belongs to them, they literally, in their mind, believe that the victim, the person, the he or she, usually the she, you know, belongs to them. You know, it's like, who do you belong to, boo? Oh, I belong to you, you know, baby. You know, we're, you know, those type of things, you know, in a person that is, has a personality disorder, or even a major malfunction of a mentality disorder,
right.
You know, they take that and they run with it. You know, they show no regret, they show no regard for restraining orders, and may instead be, you know, infuriated by them, feeling like they are being denied their God-given rights, quote-unquote. So one victim summed it up best. I believe. And, you know, this is deep, all right? One victim who was stalked, okay, and the police did not want to believe her, okay? They did not want to believe her because she had a record, okay? This was back in the early 80s. She had a record, and she, you know, had some drug abuse things on her record. They wouldn't want to believe her. And every time she would call 911, you know, sometimes they would show, sometimes they wouldn't show, you know? And, I mean, one victim summed it up to us, and I'm going to get to it. And she said, when you know a person is capable of anything and he also feels he has nothing to lose, you'd better be scared of him. He will kill you. Okay? That is what she said. She was a survivor. He tried to kill her. I mean, this woman now, I'm going to keep her name anonymous, has scars all over her face because he tried to cut her face because she was so beautiful. She, you know, he said, if I can't have you, no one can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's something that a lot of the young guys, too, have a habit of telling, this happens a lot with the teenagers and the youth. And the guy used that a lot. Oh, well, if you're not going to be with me, you're not going to be with nobody else. And once a young man tells you that, you know, do not laugh it off as a joke. Do not laugh it off as a joke, because for someone to utter those words, they're actually meaning it. They're feeling it. That's coming from a certain place already where they already have that in their mind. Oh, so you're not going to be with me, you're going to be with somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to allow that to happen. And that's when that happens, you have to tread lightly, because no man or no woman that really loves the person they're with is going to try to box them or try to intimidate them in any type of way, you know. I mean,
or try to change them.
You're going to support, right? Someone you love, you support. Whether they want to be with you or not, you support them, you know, you encourage them. You know, these are the feelings that you need to feel. Do not think that that's cute or that the person is showing that they love you by threatening you, you know, and saying, well, you're not going away if you're not with me. That's not cute. It's not cute. It's not something to laugh at. It's not something to feel warm and fuzzy about. It's a red flag. You hear somebody
exactly. Tell
you that, it's a red flag, okay? Nothing else nice is going to come out of that. Rod, I got my phone line, so I have to pick up these
calls.
Hang with me, because I know you have a lot to say, but hang with me. All right, I'm going into 347. 347, you're on with MA2K in the Queens Lounge. If you don't want to speak, that's fine. If you do, you have 3 seconds to reply. So that's 347-226-123. All right, you're back on hold. I'm going to 215. 215, you're on with Emma E2K. If you do not wish to speak, 3 seconds, and you'll go back on hold. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure that everybody knows I give everybody opportunity. If you're not forced to speak here, you can always just stay listening, and that's fine. You can also go to the group page, which is the Queens Lounge, and post your comments, and I will read them on the air. So you don't want to discuss it, you don't want to get online, or you can remain anonymous. You can just call in with a different name. If you don't want your voice to be recognized, go to the group page and just leave a comment or inbox me. Inbox me, and I will tell your story without telling your name, you know, and that's fine. So, Rod, I got you. I got your line. Your mic is back open.
Okay. All right, in lieu of this, I still have all my information, you know, as though if it was yesterday, you know, and as we were speaking as far as changing a person. Now, if a man's heart is rankling with discord, okay, or ill feeling toward you, you cannot win him to your way of thinking with all the logic and Christendom, scolding parents and domineering bosses and husbands and nagging wives, or to realize that people do not want to change their minds. They can't be forced or driven to agree with you or me, but they may possibly be led to if they were gently and friendly, and ever so gently and ever so friendly, they would open their mind to you. Now, I say that to say this, because intimate partner stalkers are typically known as the guy who, quote unquote, just can't let go. These are most often men who refuse to believe that a relationship has really ended. They refuse to believe that it has ended. And this is biblical stuff that we're speaking about. This is biblical, you know. I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, what domination people are out there, but I believe in the Quran, it also says it, in the Bible, in the Holy Bible, it says beware of the jealous husband, because he can come at any time, you know, and just kill the man, you know, and a lot of times that has happened, and many men have walked on temporary insanity simply because they caught their significant others with another man. Now, I say that to say this. Often other people, even the victims, feel sorry for them, but they shouldn't. Study shows that the vast majority of these stalkers are not sympathetic. Lonely people who are still hopelessly in love but were in fact emotionally abusive and controlling during the relationship, many have criminal histories unrelated to stalking. Well over half of the stalkers fall into this former intimate partner category. In these types of cases, the victim may unwittingly encourage the stalker by trying to let him down, you know, easy, you know, or agreeing to talk to him or meet with him just one more time. Let me tell you something. Victims need to understand that there is no reasoning with a stalker.
Right.
Just
yeah,
the absolutely. Fact that stalking alone, an unreasonable activity, has already begun illustrates the fact. So when the victim says, I don't want a relationship now, the stalker hears, she'll want me again tomorrow. When she says, you know, yeah. So when she says, I just need some space, he hears, if I just let her go out with her friends, she'll come back.
Right.
So it's just not working out is heard to him as we can make it work out. In blatant words, bold, blatant words. The only thing to say to the stalker is no.
Right.
Do not give explanations, do not give limits, and do not give the stalker any room to maneuver.
Right. As no means no. With everything. No.
Exactly right. As a victim, you should say no once and once only, and then never say anything to him or her again.
Right.
If a stalker can have his victim's love, he'll take his or her hatred or her fear. The worst thing in the world for the stalker is to be ignored. For example, think of a small child. If they are not getting the attention they want, how will they act?
They
lash out and misbehave, because even negative attention is better than none at all. So former intimate partner stalkers have their entire sense of self-worth caught up in the fact that she loves me.
Right.
Therefore, any evidence to the contrary is seen as merely an inconvenience to overcome. So since giving up the victim means giving up the stalker's self-worth, they are very unlikely to do so. So I say again, say no only once. Don't help the stalker hang on.
Right. Now, Rod, give me 1 second. I got to go back to the phone lines. I'm put you back on hold. I'm going with 727. Y'all wear me 2K on the Queen's Lounge.
Hey, I'm just listening.
Okay, not a problem. Stay listening. Okay, Rod, I'm going to you in a minute. Let me just go back to the group page to see if anyone has posted. I want to give a shout out to Myra Rivera, who I believe is one of the listeners listening. I want to give a shout out to everybody that has come to the page. Shout out to Evelyn Torres, Maria Hernandez, Carlitos Ortiz. He tried to call several times, but for some reason, every time I went to the phone lines, I've missed him. But I saw your attempts to call in. He also, I believe that maybe Rod answered some of the questions that he had, that he was asking on the posting that I had posted, which was stalking is contact usually two or more times from someone that makes you feel afraid or harassed. Examples of stalking include following or spying on you, sending you unwanted emails or letters or IMs, you know, whether through BlackBerry or whether they follow you through Twitter or Facebook, and they're sending you, you know, unnecessary or unwanted messages, calling you often, showing up at your house, school, or work, leaving you unwanted gifts. And, you know, for those that are not aware, stalking is against the law. So, you know, you can get arrested. You can get locked up for stalking someone. If you're being stalked and you're having, like, they're texting you or they're sending you emails, you save all that evidence. You can file a report, and I suggest that you do. Do not take these things lightly. I mean, you know, sometimes you can just let a person know as far as where you stand. They will back up. But if they have a mental issue, like Rod, you know, had let us know, because most of the stalkers do have mental issues. When you're dealing with someone with mental issues, there's no way to compromise, because they already have something set in their mind, and that's either to, A, get you back or hurt you or, you know, do not so many good things, you know, to your person. So I'm going to go with some music. We've been talking for a minute, and, you know, and I'll be right back. Everybody that's on the line, stay on. Everybody's on Facebook and on Twitter on deck. I see you. Shout out to all my queens around the world. And we'll be right back. Shout out to Jay Walker, too. Jay, thanks. Good looking for those DJs on Thursday.
Thank you. but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend with himself over something too, they want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground stuff that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the stuff you did with Rockets too, that was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, the biggest fan, this is Sam. Outside the concert, you didn't have to, but you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty, man. You're like an idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. Sometimes I even myself to see how much it's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you because you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous because I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together, too.
My sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
And you're back on the Queen's Lounge, LushRadioOnline.com, with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and we've been discussing for the last past hour or close to the hour, the topic of stalking. You know, it's a very serious matter. And I want to reach out and I want to talk to God. I have a lot of young people that listen to my show. And I want to talk to you guys, you know, to let you know that I know when you're in a relationship and everything is hee-hee and ha-ha and butterflies, you know, in your stomach. But when the guys tell the girls, if you're not with me, you can't be with anyone else. Or when the girls tell the boys, if you're not with me, you won't be with nobody else. That is a red flag. That is not something you should feel cute about or emotional about. You should get very scared of that. Because either way, whether it be the boy to the girl, the girl to the boy, that is not something that a healthy person tells you, you know, or wishes for you. So for the young people, you know, I mean, this goes for everyone, but I just want to reach out to young people because this is happening a lot, you know, more to the younger people for some reason because they pick up from what they see in their household or what's around them or what's socially accepted. And so, you know, I'll just give a warning. Rod, your phone lines is back open. You've had shared so much with us. Is there anything you want to conclude with before I go to my final thoughts?
Absolutely. You know, with you just mentioning the youth, you know, God be with them all. You know, I love children. I see them all the time. You know, I'll give my life for a child that, you know, is in danger, literally. You know, I've done it in the past. And I will do it now, you know. But I say that to say this, you know, young world, you know, as Slick Rick once said, you know, hey, young world, you know, open your eyes, you know what I mean? Open your eyes, really, you know. I'm not gonna dog my brothers out there, but you know what? I gotta keep it real, okay? You know, when young brothers are at an early age, you know, they'll say and they'll do anything, you know, to get a young lady and to get what they want. All right, and I just recently posted, you know, something on my page. On my Facebook page, you know, I said, you know, if you're not going to marry her, you know, if you wouldn't make her a wife, then don't make her a mother. Now, I know that's going a little bit off the topic, but I'm going to end it with this, okay? I'm going to tell you people, all right? You may think how dangerous can a stalker be because the police department is going to protect me. Well, let me tell you something, and this goes for mostly the young ladies out there. You know, the police department have a lot of things to do out there. I'm not saying that they won't protect you, but there has been so many Hollywood movies that give you subliminal messages, like, for instance, the movie with Julia Roberts, Sleeping with the Enemy, or the other one with Jennifer Lopez, Enough. Mm-hmm. You know, what did they do? What did she say? What? Give him, you know, what am I going to do? Throw the piece of paper at him when he's coming at me? We're talking about, I just asked the youth, how dangerous can a stalker be who only knows the victim casually? You just met a dude. That's very dangerous. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics report, that reports that 36% of all aggravated assaults against women in the country are committed by acquaintances or friends, as are 53% of the rapes and sexual assaults and 22% of homicides. Now, many of these women have had been stalked beforehand by these acquaintances or quote-unquote supposable friends. Now, I'm going to say this in the words of our President Barack Obama, as far as Facebook is concerned. Okay? He quoted at the end of a speech he made about Facebook. He said, and in conclusion, remember that a friend of a friend on Facebook can be an enemy. Now, I say that to say this in conclusion. People, do not accept just anyone's friend request. I can understand, Emma, I put something out there a couple of months ago, and Emma was the first one to respond, and I swore, I said, look, I know Emma, because she hit like, but I know, as I was typing, she beat me to it, and she was like, well, you know what, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Emma, you're a special exception. You know, you got the show going on, everything like that. You can have thousands of friends. You know, that's what's up. You know, everybody knows your voice. You know, you got the show going, and which helps out the youth. Now, I say that in conclusion, a very real danger with being stalked is that the victim must still work. Finding a new place to live for a while may be difficult, but finding a new job or occupation, particularly when the victim has extensive education and training or has worked at their present job for a long time and acquired considerable, you know, seniority, just isn't easy, especially if the victim isn't sure just how dangerous the stalker is or can be.
I'm gonna have to cut you off. I'm gonna have 2 minutes left to the show and not time to do my closings. I appreciate all the information.
No doubt, Ma.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, thank you, Rob, for everything. You always call and give so much good information and knowledge. I put you on hold so I can be able to do my final thoughts. You know, it all comes down to practicing self-love. Because once you love yourself enough, you won't have time to be doing anything else to other people because you love yourself and you respect yourself. And once you do that, then whoever's in your life, you love them and respect them just as well. So self-love. Teach your boys self-love. Teach your daughters self-love. Teach your children how to love themselves, and we avoid a lot of this craziness that's going on. You know, going on in the world. Shout out to Tammy Feliciano. I saw you on deck. I know she had a problem listening, but then she gets a chance to listen to the show afterwards. I will have the show posted. Don't forget to follow us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Just Google us. We're Googleable. Shout out to my CEO, Lushy Lush, who held me down last Thursday at the networking event. She came down all the way from Maryland to New York City to help me down like always. Shout out to D-Cuz, my partner, who made it happen, David Aviles. Thank you for the hospitality, like always, but I never expect less from you. So thank you again. Another hot topic. Don't forget to tune in next week, man. Next week I'll have another topic, and you got to tune in to always know what the topic is. Love and blessing, and please practice self-love. Remember, stalking is against the law, okay? Love, peace, and happiness to everyone. Please stay safe.